Sorry, Mike.
What happened?
Somebody called me.
Oh, fuck, again?
Yeah, and I got on Do Not Disturb. I don't know if it should be working. So we were up to, you think they're going to release some name, but you don't think none of the names are really big.
Why don't we just start over with this, man? You got a new link and everything.
All right, so we'll start over then.
Okay, go ahead. Do the intro.
All right. Everybody, welcome to Conspiracy 420. And this is the end year review, and this is episode 95, and we're almost reaching 100. The last episode we did was in August 8th, but we're going to try to bring back the Conspiracy 420 at least every other week, or at least episode a month.
We'll try to do one a month, and we got a few changes coming up with the shows anyway. In January, we'll be talking about that again. There's some stuff going on, Rob, right?
Yeah, they want to release that list, 170 names of the Epstein file, or like whatever names they got. I can't wait to see which names are on there. Are they going to be names we know? Or they might let out a lot of little people? Who the hell knows what they're going to have there?
I think it has the potential, of course, to be huge, but I think most likely it's going to be just a distraction, because I think that everything next year is revolving around the election.
Yeah.
They might try to attach Trump to Epstein again, which we all know is not true. You know,
he
was on the plane two times, I believe, once from Florida to Atlantic City when his plane was being repaired. Epstein lent it to him. And I think he was on the plane one other time, not going to the island. But these two guys hadn't been friends in many years. Trump and Epstein, Epstein pulled some shit at Mar-a-Lago and Trump threw him out. And, he's not friends with him anymore. Obviously, Epstein's not friends with anybody. He's fucking dirt. But, I think it's going to be a distraction. I mean, unless somebody's name is huge, that's released. Yeah. But I don't know. They'll never tell the whole story with this, because it goes all the way to way up to the top.
And you got a lot of you got people from all around the world that went there. Imagine you're in an island with like 18, 20 year old girl naked walking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know if they were 18 or 20. They could have been 14, 15, like really young girls,
Nobody knows, it's speculation right now. We don't know.
Look how many times Bill Clinton was there.
Yeah.
And on the plane. Okay. I mean, no one pursues this. Everyone just, shies it off like it's nothing. I mean, the guy was really in deep with Epstein.
Yeah, he was.
But I think next year is everything is that you hear news wise is going to be about the election. It's an election that's probably the most important in our life, in our lives, me and you.
That's what they say every election. I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, they say that. They do say that every time. But I think that every time, no matter, because everything.
The big problem is that this witch hunt for Trump, that these people just don't like him, and another thing, Trump also put his foot in his mouth sometimes, saying, because that crazy speech that he made, even Kelly, like my friend, he was like, damn, that was very kind of.
What speech was that?
The speech that he made that was a little Nazi kind, like we got, because like, he was pretty much doing like, we got to take back the country, got to do that, He made a speech that sounded very like I'm the dictator, which is something that,
There was the one, there was the dictator thing was on Sean Hannity when he was, it was like a town hall thing and he was taking questions and Hannity was like, and this was like a pre-programmed question. It was a stupid question. Okay. But he asked it anyway, where, people are concerned you're going to be a dictator. And he said, only for the first day. Okay. And the people with Trump derangement syndrome that I talk
to, these people are terrible.
They hang on to his every word, every syllable is taken so seriously that, you know, like they don't understand that he's a ball buster. Okay.
He is a ball buster.
Right. I mean, look, the guy's from Queens. I'm from Queens. I relate to that. Okay. And, but, you know, people in other parts of the country that are Trump deranged, they don't get it. Okay. So they hang on to every little syllable. Oh, he says he's going to be a dictator for a day. Okay. I mean, it's retarded. And actually, what he said was, I'll be a dictator for the first day and we're going to drill and close the border. Well, tell me how that's being a dictator. All right.
No, that's the first thing, you know, because the migrant problem, that's a big problem. And you know what? This Ukraine thing is another problem that, dude, you know, I got some freaking idiot in the bar that, he's talking to me about the Ukraine, that we got to give him that money. Dude, why the fuck are we giving these guys $60 billion? For what? How about this? Why would we take that $60 billion, give it to fucking fix our streets?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And our border patrol, you know. Right. Why are we giving it? What are we getting back?
Because
from these
this money,
people?
This $60 billion and everything else that came before, Rob, was kicked back. Okay. That money got laundered through Ukraine, and it's not, look, I mean, these people received weapons from us, okay? And a lot of these weapons have ended up in with Hamas.
Yeah.
What's going on in Israel. So, you know, it's bullshit, okay? Zelensky comes around, he was here like a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and, you know, he's asking for money. Well, do you just need money? Why don't you ask for food for your people? Why don't you ask for weapons, even if you just, you know, if you're worried about winning? Why is it always money, 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 money? Where are you spending this money to try to win this war against Russia, which you're not going to do? OK, what people don't understand about the Russians, the average people in America, because we fight differently. OK,
yeah.
You know, Americans look at, and this has been, it's probably a flaw on the way Americans think, but I won't get into that. But I think we think in terms of good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, black hat, white hat. Okay. And that's not the way the Russians fight. When the Russians want to take you out, they do it by attrition. They do it by, they don't care how long a war takes. And they will fight you and continue to fight you and throw people at you. And it doesn't matter how many men die on their side because they've got an endless amount of people.
Yeah.
Okay? It was like that in World War II. The Nazis could not defeat them because Stalin just kept bringing people from Siberia to just be cannon fodder. And it didn't matter. Okay. It's really no different now. Russia's still a huge country with a lot of people in it, okay?
You know who Russia's also doing? They're almost doing their version of the Dirty Dozen. They're just taking people out of jail and put it in the army. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's they've always done that. If you want to get out of jail, go fight.
Go fight, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's they don't think like we think. So it's like you can't – you have to think like they think to understand this. Well, look at what's going on in Ukraine. And, you know, we did shows about this already
yeah.
in this 2 years. You know, they have found bio labs. There are neo-Nazi groups in Ukraine. They have found, most recently, there was a story, I want to say about a month or two ago, where they found that, well, one thing that's very big in Ukraine, even before this war ever started, was that there's a lot of people that are surrogate mothers. In other words, if you in the West here, if you want to have a baby, there are Ukrainian companies that will connect you with a woman that will be injected in vitro with your sperm and your egg and have the baby for you. Okay.
Wow.
Now it's not illegal. There's nothing wrong with that, I guess. Okay, but what happens is they find that some of these babies, they will tell the parents back in the United States or in Europe who are doing this that the baby didn't make it to term.
Oh.
But they find that the baby is being sold. Okay, so the baby did go to term, just not given to the parents that paid for it, and they end up in who God knows what. I don't want to even speculate. Okay. And now that this war is on for 2 years almost, that whole, you know, racket is through the roof. So, you know, people are having babies and they're just being taken away and being sold on the black market for God knows what. I mean, you hear stories about, you know, sex slavery and body parts. I mean, that's disgusting, but you know, who knows? Okay. And they found a huge, huge ring recently with this going on. Made nothing on the news. They don't talk about it, but you can look it up. You can look it up. It's there. I'm done with the whole Ukraine thing. I mean, it's like people are fed up with it. They don't want the money to go there. Congress is doing the right thing for once, Rob, where they're tying in. If you want to give money to Ukraine.
You know what I think? And this is the sad thing that nobody want to hear. If we're going to give a country that much money, you know what we should do? We should put it up for a vote. And I bet you every single American would not vote for that money to go.
You could only put it to, right. You would put it to a referendum, and everybody would vote on it, and it would not pass.
It would never pass. It would never pass. The people that would vote would be a handful of people, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, how about that fucking shooting in Prague? How crazy is that?
I didn't dive deep into it. I heard about it. It was at a university, right?
In the university, dude. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't happen too much in Europe.
Yeah, but when it does, it's like, holy moly, man. Yeah. And I think the guy killed his parents or whatever and then went to this college, the university, and started killing people. It's crazy.
Did they blame Trump yet?
No. Okay.
Sure. That's coming. I mean, somebody slips on a banana peel in Yugoslavia and it's Trump's fault, you know?
Dude, how about the Giuliani thing, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. All right. Basically,
you know what's the sad thing? Giuliani's also losing it, man.
Well, you know what? I think he's an old man already. Okay,
he's not the same guy like when we had.
No, look, the guy is he 80 yet? I think he's pushing 80. I think he's 80.
He's up there.
Yeah. So I mean, look, is he the same guy? No. Is he as sharp? No. Okay. Why would you expect him to be? But they're going after him because of his affiliation with Trump. And it's very sad. I mean, the guy was a national hero. Okay? Even before 9/11, he was well-respected for how he turned New York City around. We lived through
it. Yeah, but he's the one that pretty much stopped that waste management with the mob. Like, you have to pay so much money.
He took away
2-3 bags. It was ridiculous. Now everything is normal.
He locked the whole mafia up in New York City, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, this is, and then of course 9/11. I mean, even before 9/11, he was well respected.
Yeah, he's actually 79.
So he's 79. His third marriage has collapsed. Okay. I mean, it's just sad, you know, that he's going down this road. But they are going after him in a wrong way. I mean, $150 million in a defamation suit. I mean, come on. They might as well just fucking kill them. Who gets that kind of money in a defamation suit?
He already freaking he already filed for bankruptcy, man.
He had to. He says he has over $500 million in liabilities. That's bills. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, how's he going to pay that? Look, this is going to go nowhere. First of all, he'll probably get shot down in appeal. Okay. And then because he's declared bankruptcy, the money, they'll never see that money. Okay. They'll never see it. OJ never paid the fucking Goldbergs or Goldman's, right? He never paid them shit.
It's crazy.
It is. And they're only going after him because he's tight with Trump. And think about, do you know exactly what the defamation was? Did you know?
I think that he blamed some guys for passing like a, what was it, like a diss or something?
It was two women in I think it was Georgia that
a hard drive or something or
that
a flash
passed
drive?
A USB
yeah
drive, little tiny USB drive. They yeah. weren't supposed to do it. They're not supposed to touch that in the machines. This is the 2020 election. They were yeah. caught on video, stuffing ballots. They were caught on video, passing this USB from one machine to another. Giuliani said that it looked like somebody passing heroin from one person to another, like a wow. like a drug deal. And that became the basis to the defamation suit. And that's how he defamed these two people by saying that. Now that is like ridiculous. Ridiculous. I never heard of anything like that. I mean, defamation is very, very hard to prove. You have to prove that you've lost money because of that defaming. Tell me how these two people lost money. I'd like to know. I mean, I think
they lost their jobs or something. Definitely.
Well, it's $150 million. We might as well have said, you know, three gajillion. I mean, it doesn't, you know, who has $150 million?
It's like, insane.
Yeah, nobody has it. Giuliani doesn't have it. Okay. So now he's down to a man living on his pension. This is Rudy Giuliani, who made a career out of, being a federal lawyer, a mayor. And
a prosecutor. Wasn't he a prosecutor?
Yeah, he was a federal prosecutor. You know, and now he's disgraced like this. It's fucking wrong, man. It's just wrong. You know, but we are so polarized as a society, Rob. I mean, when that happened, the amount of hatred for Giuliani that I saw on social media, okay, like blew up, okay? And really, it was by a lot of young people that weren't even around.
They don't know him. They don't know what he did. That's the problem.
If they live in New York, they weren't even born then, or they didn't live in New York at the time because they just relocated there. But they didn't understand. You know, Giuliani, we lived through those times, Rob. Me and you are almost the same age. I got a couple of years on you. But we saw New York City go from 3,000 murders okay, down to just a few, you know, hundred in an 8-year period.
Which that was impressive, to tell you the truth.
It was the model that the country used. Okay, other cities did this. It wasn't just Giuliani, it was Bratton, it was Kelly, it was, you know, but it was him, the balls that he had to implement those plans in place, put them in place and say, you know, fuck you to the critics and turn the city around. Now, you know, we could talk about how New York is not the same anymore, and I agree. And that's not necessarily because of Giuliani. But now you look at what's going on in New York City. Crime is through the roof. And, it's getting dirtier all the time. Okay, I don't know, they're picking up garbage or what?
They pick up the garbage.
Yeah, but the city seems dirtier now than it's been in years, right?
Yeah, but there's also still a lot of people shooting up and stuff like that.
The drug shit is through the roof again. And
that shit is insane.
And mental illness, people walking around it shouldn't be. You know, they're fucking this whole city up, okay? And Julie, that's it, just undoing everything.
And then on top of that, you add a bunch of migrants and like, what the hell? Dude, we got enough homeless people. What the hell are we going to do with these people now?
They're living better than the homeless people.
Yeah, but a lot of them are not living that good because they take them out like cattle and make them sad. Like by 7B, there's one of the schools across the street for 7B. It's a migrant place, and you see them out there.
You're talking about St. Bridget's?
Yeah, that's a migrant now. Migrants live there.
Well, I think is the school closed there?
Yeah, the school been closed.
They're using
for a while.
That building.
So they're using that building. You see them at night, and it's kind of weird to walk around looking for. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, what it's turned into, that's why, you know, next year, 2024, next year is, I mean, we always say it, but it really is important that we go in the right direction, because I think there's no turning back. I mean, if Biden was to win again, I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, I we might as well just close up shop. I don't know. What do you think?
You know what my problem is? I think both of the motherfuckers are too old.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would normally agree. In normal times, I would agree. But this is different. And I don't think Trump is fucking...
I think they should sit both of the motherfuckers down. You know, I hate to say that, but I like the Santo, and I like that Nikki Haley I like.
Nah, I'll tell you why I don't. I think that they've shown themselves, especially Nikki Haley, is total establishment. She's a warmonger. She would have us fighting Russia. I don't want that.
I like her. I like her. And I think if a woman got that kind of balls and a man can't do it, but she want to come in there and prove everybody. Because I think she said we are a military power. We can defend anybody. There's no more superpower. And I believe she's right.
You're saying she's saying we're not a superpower?
No, she said that we're the only superpower. Well, technically, she's
true.
Right.
That's true.
I don't care what you say about how many Chinese they got and stuff, but if we really let our military might, like, we're probably superior in Navy and in flights and everything else, man. I can't see us really fucking, if we really decide to go all hell out, balls out, and just send our fucking drones and stop fucking hitting shit, we can pretty much do it.
Rob, I got to disagree with you. I think that, you know, yeah, we are the last superpower, but we're on decline, okay? We're in decline. And I think because, that, you know, looking
at... We haven't had good leaders. That's the only reason we've been in decline.
But you know how long it would take to get the military up to a fighting force to try to do that? And why would you want to do that? I don't want to fight any other country. I don't think it needs to come to that. Proper leadership... Look how in the 4 years that Trump was president, China was backing down because we tariffed the fuck out of them. Okay. Yeah. I'd rather do that. I don't want to see people die in this country in a war that really doesn't have to happen. You know?
You know what? It's not that it not needs to happen, it's that it is gonna happen, like it or not.
Well, if you believe that, then we need to build up our forces, not turn them into a bunch of sex change trans fucking people in the military. All right, and stop that shit. Okay, let's. They've reduced the military down to pre-World War II levels. All right, I was reading about this the other day. Now, when we were at pre-World War II levels, and then you know Pearl Harbor happened. We had to come back very fast, and we almost couldn't do it. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, and it took a while. So, you know, I don't like Nikki Haley. I definitely don't like DeSantis because it wasn't his time. And all he's doing, he's wishy-washy, man. All he's doing is hoping that Trump falls out of the race because of legalities or anything that'll take him out, and he hopes to pick up the pieces there. And I don't know. I mean, he's done a good job in Florida, but he's not ready for the big time. He's not. I don't think he's ready. Nikki Haley, all right, she was the ambassador to the UN for 2 years. But in 2018, she backed out and resigned. And to me, that showed that she wasn't loyal to Trump and to the whole MAGA cause. Okay. So I consider myself like a populist.
You know what the problem is? A lot of people resigned for his cabinet. She wasn't the only one, just a lot of people after a while. Because me, my favorite guy was that first speaker of the house that had the guy that always walked in pissed off. All right, what you guys want to hear? That guy was the best.
Who was that?
What was the little guy with the tie that would come there? I'm going to sit here. I'm just going to chew bubble gum and you guys can ask me questions.
Not Paul Ryan.
What was that guy's name? That guy was great.
Paul Ryan?
No, the first guy. I think it was an S. The little guy. Hmm. House, the Trump first speaker. The little guy that he came with the tie. He always seemed like he was pissed off answering questions.
No, that's the first speaker that Trump was dealing with was Paul Ryan. and he was the youngest.
Not speaker. His press secretary, the little guy that was.
Spicer.
That guy was great.
Yeah, no, he's got it. Yeah. You're talking about the White House spokesperson.
That guy was great in the beginning. Fuck these people. These people are idiots.
No, and he's got a show on. What channel is it? I think it's called First. It's a station I get on my Fire Stick. America First or First. He's got a show on there. I watch him all the time. He's good.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, he went through speakers, you know, spokespeople, like what? Then he had that girl, that Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah.
Who now is the governor of Arkansas, doing a good job. I think that if Trump comes back, I think that
he even had Linda McMahon was with him too. You know, Vince McMahon's wife. She was like the head of small businesses.
Right.
And she gave a lot of contracts out to small businesses. She helped a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, look, I mean,
nobody talks about that.
No, because they're not allowed to say anything positive that went on. You know, what do you think about what's going on in Israel?
Dude, that whole thing is crazy. Like they were trying to take that guy out in the beginning. They wanted him to step down, and a week before he's going to step down, this crazy thing happens.
Which person was going to step down?
Right? What's the name of the prime minister over there?
Netanyahu.
Yeah, I think they wanted that guy to step down because, dude, that he's the version of Trump over there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they were on the verge of a peace treaty with Saudi Arabia, where they would have, this was like, you know, when Trump was president, they had the Abraham Accords that was ready to bring peace to the area. And unfortunately, it didn't happen because Trump got taken out. And then Biden, you know, was not for all this because he's a fucking warmonger. But they were on the verge of having like a bilateral treaty with Saudi Arabia between the two countries. And they were like days away from signing this, and all of a sudden Hamas attacked. You know, I don't know. I mean, I can't understand how people could be so anti-Semitic that they are now.
That's insane.
I understand you could say that Israel's heavy-handed on certain things and they're not always right, okay? But to be marching in the street being a, you know, an LGBTQ person and yelling in the street for a free Palestine, if you did that in Gaza as an LGBTQ person, you would be killed.
Oh, yeah, without question.
You know,
I got to tell you something.
Just go there with a one-way ticket because you ain't coming back.
You know what those people are going to be? And I'm going to tell you straight up, all those people you see with those Hamas stuff, dude, those guys are going to be people that were never going to get a job again. I guarantee you, they're going to have a debt of mine. They're going to have name of those people, and they're going to be black. But they're almost like back in the day where Hollywood wanted to get rid of you. They call you a Russian.
A commie.
You were done. These people, they don't know what they're doing. And there's a lot of company and people coming out speaking about it. But you know what? When it's come to defending your country, you got to do some horrible shit. And it's sad that that these terrorists are hiding among the fucking, the Palestinians. Shit's going to happen, man, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, I believe that there should be two states there. There should be two countries, okay? And the Israelis have gone for that many times over the years, but the Palestinians won't do it because they just want it all. They don't want Israel to exist. And that's just not going to happen, all right?
Nah.
You know, and it's funny because Bill Maher spoke a couple of days ago, and I'm not a big fan of Bill Maher, but he was on point with this, where he just gave a history lesson. And he brought up something that, you know, I knew, and I hope most people know, but the biggest colonizers ever, okay, even more than the Europeans, were the Muslims, okay? When the Muslim armies invaded from starting through Saudi Arabia through the rest of the world, okay? Yeah. they colonized from southern Spain all the way over into Turkey. Okay. And that lasted for hundreds of years. It became the Ottoman Empire. And they had these people under their thumb. This was colonization. Okay. So who's the bad guy here? All right. I mean, if you're going to use that and say that Israel is a big bad, you know, person that is hurting the Palestinians, I don't know how bad they're being hurt. I mean, they have representation in Israel's parliament. They work in Israel. I know they're corralled into the Gaza, which I get as probably a problem. But when they are mixed in with the Jewish population, they kill them. They kill them. So the fact that they're even allowed to be in Gaza, you know, and Gaza used to be part of Egypt. Okay. It was, you know, a Palestine, the country of Palestine never existed. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's bullshit. So many people, and when I see the young people, and when I say young, I mean college, educated and younger college students that are out there, they just see it as, like I was saying before, good guy, bad guy. Okay. Israel is a powerful country, and they're just hurting these Palestinians. It's not that black and white.
No, it's crazy. Dude, let me tell you something. Let me break something down to you. And I'll break it down. The only reason, and I was having this conversation with Kelly the other day. I told Kelly, you know, if the U.S. just backed away from Israel, I said, we just took a blind eye and let them do what they had to do, I think there'll be a bunch of countries that'll be gone. And he goes to me, no, there's no way. The only reason they're so strong is because the U.S. got their back. I say, dude.
No, that's not true.
That's what I told him. I said, dude, you're very blind. Israel can, if the United States, we just tell Israel, do what you got to do, there might not be no more Iran. There might not be some of those.
No.
They will actually roll over.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're definitely right with Israel having their own strength. If you look back at history, the day they became a country, 1947, they were attacked by Jordan, Egypt, and they beat them back. It happened again in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and they beat them back. We didn't fight.
Yeah, that was the Seven-Day War where they took out a bunch of people.
Yeah, man, they just fucking... Then it was in 73, the Yom Kippur War.
Yeah.
The Egyptian army was so defeated, they walked back through the Sinai Desert into Egypt, and they left their shoes. I remember there was boots. There was a famous, I think, Life magazine picture. I remember this when I was a kid, of all these boots in the Sinai Desert, like 100,000 boots. And then they just left them there and they walked back to Egypt. They were defeated. We don't need to like fight with Israel. They can defeat anybody over there. Okay. Now, you know, I don't understand how Hamas thinks they're going to, you know, win this. Okay. Israel is just ready to fucking pulverize the whole Gaza. They could go after Qatar. This thing could expand. Okay. That's where all the higher ups of Hamas live, in Qatar.
Yeah. I think one of them live in Dubai.
In Dubai. Yeah. Giant. I mean, these people, look, Hamas, the Palestinian people, by allowing Hamas to represent them, made a fatal mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of Hamas are not even Palestinian. They're from other places. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
And they a lot of them are they're thugs, they're drug dealers. They rape these people, these women in the Gaza. They hold people by blackmail. They make them do things. They take over their homes. This is, I'm not talking about when the war is on. I'm talking about day-to-day life in Gaza. All right? So you got to have this like terrorist group doing whatever the fuck it wants, and they're representing you? How stupid is that?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's stupid. I pray for these people. I don't want to see anybody die. There's innocent Palestinian people caught up with this. But unfortunately, you know, something has to be done, and it's not going to be pleasant. And, you know, Biden is just, you know, he's a piece of shit. Okay, he says one thing, he does another. He's trying to appease both sides. He doesn't want to lose Michigan next year that has a lot of Muslims that can make, you know, there's enough Muslims in Michigan now to throw the election either way. They're not really a minority, okay? You know, even in Minnesota, okay, you have a large Somalian population, and Biden doesn't want to lose Minnesota. So, you know, he's trying to play both sides, and he's not helping the situation. He should just shut the fuck up.
You know, it's incredible. Like, so let's talk about the elephant in the room right now. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Colorado taking Trump off? And they're using a very old law. They're using a law that they used back in the, like, after the Civil War, so Confederate generals couldn't run for office. Right.
You had to be an insurrectionist, okay?
Yeah.
And it was written so people that were real insurrectionists couldn't
run for
office. Now, look, I mean, we've talked about January 6th for the last 3 years. It was not an insurrection. I'm sorry. If you want to call that an insurrection, it was the lamest insurrection ever done. Okay, because nobody was armed, nobody got shot. You know, nobody was
actually. Some people, like that one girl, got killed.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying nobody died there, because they did. Okay, but that was not an insurrection by any definition of the word. There was no way the people there were going to take over the United States government, and that's
those people couldn't even fucking run a Walmart.
The little old lady wave. The little old lady waving a tiny American flag.
That's what I'm saying. You got the little old lady, and it's like, well, these people have lost their damn minds, man. Yeah.
And you know, I'm sorry to the Trump haters and the people that are Trump deranged. They look at January 6th as an insurrection. You couldn't be any more wrong. Okay, and also they want to blame him for it, which is why he was removed off the ballot. First of all, he's not an insurrectionist. He never was charged with insurrection. Nobody from January 6th has been charged with insurrection or convicted of it. So how do you accuse somebody of insurrection when you're not even convicted of it? So it doesn't count. And this will be taken to the Supreme Court. What you don't want to see is more states doing this. California is looking at it. Okay, I heard. So you don't want to see this now.
Yeah, but once you do that, you're like fucking technically you're fucking somebody's technically freedom of speech. Technically,
well, you're fucking somebody's right to run for office. Okay,
and you know what?
It's election interference.
What if you write him in?
You can't. Check this out. I looked this up. Okay,
that's insane.
No, in Colorado, and I think every state's different. In Colorado, to be a write-in candidate, you have to be registered as a write-in candidate, and they're not going to let him. Okay? They won't let him register as a write-in candidate. Okay? So you could write it in all you want. You could have 5 million people in Colorado write him in, and it won't count.
That's kind of insane, Mike.
It is insane. Okay? It's when Trump is out there screaming election interference, he's right. He's right. That's the definition of election interference. And, you know, let the people decide. Look, he's not going to win Colorado anyway, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because Colorado's pretty blue these days. You know, all the fucking people from California that, you know, the liberals that moved out because they hate California the way it's turning, they take their voting ways to Colorado. Okay. You know, they hated California, what Newsom's done, but yet they'll still vote that way. They're all in Colorado.
You know what the problem is? You got all these freaking ultra-liberal in California, and you got all these homeless people. You got a beautiful city like San Francisco, but every time you walk somewhere, there's like all these homeless camps. Like, it's insane.
San Francisco is a beautiful city. I've been there, and I was there in the early 90s. I spent the whole summer in that area, and I have nothing but good memories of it. It was a great time. Beautiful city, and they've destroyed it. I mean,
went there, and Sarah's saying we staying at this 5-star hotel for her company, you know, because they had an arch over there. Mm-hmm. We stay in this beautiful hotel. We go to beautiful locations, But down the block from the hotel, it's like hundreds of people living in tents.
Yeah, and that's all over California. It's Los Angeles.
You couldn't believe it. How fucking, like, it's just people living in tents.
Yeah, and they just accept it. But you know what? They don't. There's a large conservative population in California that's fed up. And they do speak out. But, you know, with the media and everything the way it is, they don't get any traction. Gavin Newsom, I mean, if he was to become the candidate, if Biden was to back out, there's talk of that. I mean, what can he run on? He's destroyed that state, you know, and he was almost knocked out with a runoff. You know, they were gonna take him out of office. Remember he beat that?
Yeah.
You know, and now he's in again, and he's destroyed that state. I mean, the guy's just a haircut. He's a good looking guy with a nice haircut, you know, and he's done nothing. Okay. Interesting, though, I'm going to bring up as a side note, Kimberly Guilfoyle. You know her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know she's with Don Jr., right?
Yeah.
She used to be with Gavin Newsom.
Oh, shit. I did not know that.
When Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco, she was his girlfriend.
Holy shit.
So you could have, for the first time in American history, you could have a potential daughter-in-law of a candidate who banged the candidate, the other opposite candidate. I don't know. Politics is interesting bedfellows.
I thought the only one that did that was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Kimberly was with Gavin Newsom years ago, and now she's with Don Jr. Don left his fucking wife for her, practically.
Wow.
You know, he got divorced and everything. And I think they're engaged. I could be wrong, but I think they are. So you have that weird dichotomy going on right there. I don't know what, you know. I'm surprised liberals haven't picked up on that yet. I'm sure they will.
That's pretty funny.
It is very funny.
It's
funny. But look, I mean, oh, real quick, because I know we want to keep this show a little short.
Yeah.
Since Trump was removed off the ballot, he had mentioned something. Okay, in a speech about Abe Lincoln being removed from the ballot in 1860 in the southern states. Now, I didn't know this. Okay, I didn't remember this in my history. But I went and I looked this up. And there was an article put out by the Lincoln Memorial Shrine and Museum that explains this. It's on a website called mustreadalaska.com. And basically, you know, when Lincoln was running for office in 1860, he ran as a candidate that didn't want any more slave states. Or he was going to, let me look at this a little closer. Hold on a second. I got it here. He ran on a platform of keeping slavery completely out of the new territories. Okay, so he didn't want any new slave states. These were the states that were annexed during the Mexican-American War, okay? And the southern states, the deep south southern states, they wanted slavery in those states. But there were other people running for office that were kind of in the middle, running kind of like trying to be almost a combination, like a compromise candidate, okay?
Yeah.
And he got knocked out on the ballot of 10. He was removed from the ballot of 10 southern states. That's fucked up. And I don't know how they did it, because obviously there was no insurrection, 14th Amendment, okay, because they didn't have a 14th Amendment in 1860, okay? So they just did this. And once again, Democrat Party, once again, all right? So it's interesting. I mean, when I heard this comparison to Lincoln, I said, let me look this up quick, because all the fact checkers are going to come out. And that's exactly what has happened. If you Google this, you get nothing. The first day, you got some facts and some, like this one website, mustreadalaska.com. Now, if you look it up, you get 50 fact checkers saying it's not true. And then you get to the information. Okay, so they don't want anybody to know that there's a little comparison here between Trump and Lincoln. Okay, The good thing was that there was so many, the Democrats were split between different candidates that he was able to win and get the electoral votes in 1860. Thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that Trump is going to have this overturned in the Supreme Court. Okay. Cause it's not constitutional, and he'll have to be reinstated, and they're going to have to eat shit. If not, I don't know. Other states may join in, and then we could have a problem. I mean, look, if they remove this guy off the ballots in all the blue states or something like that, there's going to be an uprising. I mean, you think these blue states are just all blue? They're not. Okay. No. They're not. I mean, you look at New York State, for instance, blue state, right? But that's because everybody from the Bronx down is Democrat. Okay.
Though, yeah, but you go to upstate and Albany.
You go from Westchester up, that's Trump country.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't take Trump off the ballot. Those people are going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah. They'll lose their mind. But they got people like that in Colorado, too. Don't you think that everybody's happy? So, Mike, let's talk about this thing.
What's that?
What do you think about that movie, Leave the World Behind?
I haven't.
That was done by the Obamas. That's from Obama's new film studio.
It's about what happens when the grid goes down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen it. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I always say about the grid going down because everybody always putting everything. People don't have cash, though. Everybody's credit card.
Oh, yeah.
What if shit just went down?
Oh, yeah. I always keep cash on hand. I don't fuck around. Okay?
You never know. If the grid goes down.
I mean,
but it's a do you think
it's predictive programming?
It might be.
I think it could be.
I think it's the answer to that movie for the Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom, yeah, it's their Sound of Freedom for the other
one. Freedom of Silence or whatever. I think that's the response to that movie.
Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel.
I think that's the response for making that movie because I think they got freaking mud on the face after that movie came out.
Oh yeah, big time.
And the other thing is, if you ever read the book, the movie and the book are two different things.
Really? They changed it?
They changed the whole thing that you wouldn't even recognize. If you read the book and then you saw this, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, we knew for a couple of years now that the Obamas were involved with Netflix and they were going to produce things. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in predictive programming. I mean, it's just too obvious. You can't have coincidences like this. Even the Simpsons predicted shit. You got to wonder how that happens. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, this Operation Mockingbird, which is what the CIA does, where they control the media and they put out information. There's people in the media, there's people in Hollywood, and they influence them to make certain movies, and that's been going on for decades.
Dude, you know what? The other thing that people have about the Brood-like project that they can make, like they can make an image of you just walking around and people see you. It's not even you.
Yeah. I mean, look what AI is going to do.
Oh, okay. Man, that's a game changer. If we got into that, forget about it.
Well, you know,
I use AI a lot to write the little scripts that I put before I put the show out.
Have you been using it?
Yeah, and ever since I've been using it, I also use hashtags so they can hashtag and everything. Ever since I've been using that, it's definitely a game changer.
I was thinking about using it to put the shows together for my research.
Have you read some of the thing? And I'm going back. So a lot of our old shows get hit now because I'm adding new hashtag and changing the wording of certain things.
Yeah.
But it takes time because we got like 500 shows.
I know. I was going through how many shows we have recently. I was looking at because I was trying to find an old show, the Lala Brooks show. I was trying to find.
Oh, that's on the.
It's on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was giving it to Kelly Ogden from the Dolly Rots. She wanted to see it, so I was looking for it. And I'm looking at all the shows. I'm like, damn, man, how many fucking shows do we have? We've been doing
Just gave us a nice review on something that we did. I think I forwarded to you.
It was on the Jimmy Buffett show.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody complimented that. Yeah, I mean, look, it's it's a slow burn. We need to tweak a few things. We've discussed this.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going nowhere. You know, we're going to do this. It's going to be big. I'm still confident.
I still think we should do our own social media platform. We need Eric. We need to talk Eric.
Yeah, we need to talk to Eric. After the holidays, we'll do that. We definitely need to go to like a website or something and just be.
I would just name the freaking the platform, the First Amendment.
Okay.
That's what I would name the platform. Why? Well, you can say nothing, no judging, no crying, no ratting people out. Mm-hmm. This is the place where you can say whatever you need to say.
Right. All right.
All right. So another great episode, Conspiracy 420, the end of the year, mm-hmm. episode 95. Man, we covered a lot of shit.
We did for an hour. Not too bad.
I can't believe it. And that what people don't get is just us talk. It's not even, we didn't do too much research. The show was put in the wind,
this
you know?
This was totally winged. We decided to do this last minute. And, you know, we don't need to prepare for these shows. I watch Steve Bannon every day. I get all my info from him.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Not bad.
Yeah. So when are you going to have this up?
This will probably be up in a few days. Like I you know what, I could actually put it up today if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, if you could, you know, and I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year. And, you know, keep listening. We got some great stuff on deck for 2024.
Yeah, 2020, I think the show's going to go monthly. We're going to do one show a month of the Conspiracy 420. And we'll bring you up weird, fantastic stuff that you guys haven't heard of. And thank you for the support on 2023. We look forward for 2024. And hopefully we'll start doing some video. And I got to find a place where I can put the conspiracy video and not get any judgment. Maybe Superstack put the conspiracy.
Super Chat.
Right? What do you think about that?
Yeah, we got to look into this. You know, we're doing it for a little while on YouTube and we just got jammed up, so you know we had to make it audio only, but you could look at our faces when we're bitching.
All right, people, so Happy New Year. This is the end of the year show and we'll see you soon, guys.
What do we always say, Rob?
We don't get drunk,
we get lumped up.
And we'll see you real soon.
All right, take care, people.